I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. This is our women's football WSL episode. I'm joined by a fantastic panel today. If you want to start on my left.
Lauren at Lauren Coys.
Tiwa underscore Lestrange.
Marva at Marva MSK.
And Moya at Moya's Laboratory. And of course, as always, make sure to follow Gold Diggers on Twitter at Gold Diggers UK and on Instagram as well at Gold Diggers UK _. You see, there was a lot of pressure on me to get that right. Yeah.
And on X. Yeah, Elon, yeah, before X. You sue us. On X. On X.
I'm actually so sorry. On the platform, innit? Yeah, on the platform that you guys
formerly known as.
There you go. Do a print thing.
Listen, with the WSL season about to start, it'd be wrong of us not to do a preview episode. And there's been a lot of business happening this summer, so we might as well get straight into it. I want to know about the teams that have done the best business. So I'm going to throw some teams out there. We're going to have a discussion about what those teams have done. First team I have to mention, obviously, reigning champions, current holders, Chelsea. They have done a lot of business. And as always, Chelsea have done business quickly. Like, it almost feels as though as soon as the season ends, Chelsea have signed someone by the next day that they've been hiding in their cupboard. And yeah, listen, starts off, Marva, what have Chelsea done?
Well, I think they're a club who, like, if you compare them to Arsenal, Arsenal make the sort of big sign-ins. You're like, there's a new person, and it's, like, exciting. And it's, meanwhile, Chelsea are like, cool, this is who we need to replace. They're in already, done, yeah. Business. And you're like, oh, okay. So it doesn't come across as exciting. Mm-hmm. And also, like, obviously, they two big players in Pinnarda and Madeline Harrison.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the way they've gone about their business and replaced and got in some big names, I'm excited. I just think they know what they're doing. They're just smart. Champions League is obviously on their mind. You've got Ashley Lawrence, you've got Macario. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be big sign-ins. Fischl, there's been a few question marks just because that like few preseason or one preseason game, but I still think she'll be a big sign. Mm-hmm. They also had a few injuries last season, which I think will be recorrected this time, and yeah, I think it's just going to depend on that rotation of their squad, especially with Champions League in mind and how far they get in those competitions. But they always do smart business, and I think it's actually possibly the most balanced I've seen their squad in a little while.
I agree. I feel like sometimes as well, yeah, we forget that Chelsea already had a good squad, so when they're adding, adding people, like, The squad they had was already enough to win and compete in Champions League, on both fronts, on all domestic levels, like, cool. But as Marv was mentioning there, with the Champions League in sight, what will someone like Ashley Lawrence add to this Chelsea side, Lauren?
I think experience, even Macario as well, because it's just people that have been there, done it. They're not going to be phased. And I think one thing that Chelsea have done and what Emma Hayes is starting to do is she's starting to also sign her younger players But people who are ready, and you're not kind of thinking, oh, what are they going to look like in 3 years? So she's kind of like planning ahead for some of the ones that will, you know, getting to the latter stages of their career. But I think because she's balanced it with experienced players, when it comes to a Champions League game, like they're it's just going to feel like a normal league mm-hmm. game for them. Yeah, I think they did well to go about their business early. And I think players like Macario, like, she didn't even go to the World Cup. So they've actually had full pre-seasons.
Kirby back as well, actually.
It's been making such a difference. And also just means, I think, you know, for the likes of Sam Kerr, if everyone stays fit, the load just gets shared. So actually they can rotate a bit more.
Beaver Jones as well, being, like, having a good, you know, season on loan with us. And then, like, she looks like a pretty formed player now, like, and it's, I think the way, this is what I mean by like how smart they are with their business. I just think like the pressure isn't on her, but also it means the pressure isn't fully on Sam Kerr either, because it's like you said, it's options. Shared out a bit, but it's not like she comes back in, Beaver Jones comes back in with the whole pressure on her. She's got a talent, like, she doesn't even need to play.
Yeah,
she only needs to play in the games that they want to like introduce her for. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see.
And Tiwa, what do you think someone like Macario, like, how do you think the sign of Macario is going to impact someone like Lauren James? Do you think it's going to see her change her role positionally, or do you think they can work like in tandem with one another?
I think it would be a bit dangerous to try and shift off Lauren James. I think it will work well. I mean, we all know how Chelsea move.
Yeah,
and we all know what Lauren James is like, so we know how she moves. So it's like it'll be what's like a better word to say? It would be just a bit of a shame if they try too hard to kind of like
shoehorn people in,
you know.
Yeah,
so I think her spot, whether it's like whatever, so it's more or less secured. It's just an extra kind of body, a bit more competition, a bit more stuff like that, it'd be fine.
Also, like, Emma Hayes sometimes plays that five at the back, where you can have a winger just play like wing back, and you don't need to defend.
Them both as long on as the you work
hard, as long as you work hard, you don't need to like be a defender.
There's no real big fear about it, I don't think.
I think we're gonna see more as well. Like, we know that Emma Hayes likes to use Cuthbert here, there, and everywhere, and I feel like Cuthbert is already gearing towards having to play maybe six different positions this season. But she's someone that can, let's be honest, she's someone
she's
that can handle it.
Like,
a ridiculous.
She never really has bad games.
She's such a good player.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like if they stay fully fit, then it's
like, last season was very much so, if Arsenal or United wanted to, it was last season.
I just think as well, though, like, going back to signings wise, it's like, I think Arsenal have made all the headlines, but it's because they brought in so many players, but because they needed to.
Yeah.
Whereas Chelsea didn't need to bring in as many, like, but because they haven't got any.
Just
because
they couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, look at the goalkeepers. They've got Anne Catherine. They've got Vucevic. And they've got Hannah Hampton. Like,
that's actually one that I think.
Let's talk about that one, because we're talking about like Chelsea not needing to bring in necessarily all the people they brought in. And I think one area that no one was really expecting them to strengthen in was in like the keeping position. Marva, please. Hannah Hampton. What do you think Hannah Hampton's mindset is going in there?
I don't know.
Same. I'll be honest.
That is one, as much as I was saying that they do smart business and they get their younger players geared up, that is one that I'm not sure on, because I think, I reckon Vucevic is going to be number one. And then it's like,
I still feel like she's playing Anne Catherine in the big games.
And this is the problem, though. The fact that we're now saying, we're mentioning the toss-up between the two that were already there, and then they've added someone that was number one in a challenging side.
For Hannah Hampton's development, I get being around, like being at the top level, being around that training, etc. Mm-hmm. But if you're not getting minutes, I don't know what it does.
I thought she would go on loan. Like, in my head, I was thinking, oh, Spurs need a keeper. Like, maybe they want, she'll move to London. And then we signed someone, and I was thinking, oh, she'll just go somewhere else. Like, I'm very surprised that.
Do you know, think it was just like something messed up behind the scenes, and she couldn't.
Do you think Villa signing Van Domsdale was in reaction to Hannah Hampton wanting to go, or do you think it was a preempted, I want to sign her?
No, because I think it's a replacement, because Hannah Hampton would have, if she wanted to stay and sign a new contract, I think she would have stayed.
Do you remember, though, there was a point, though, that Hannah Hampton was on the bench in the season,
but that was a little...
Yeah, there was a little thing.
That clearly has been sorted, because Serena's got her back.
True. Marva said it, not me, innit? Marva did say it. No, but yeah. I am wondering how much she thinks she's going to play, because if you'd have asked me, to be fair, before the World Cup, I would have said Mucevic will probably be number three. Like, this is based off, like, Hannah Hampton coming in, and I know that in the biggest games, Ann-Kathrine Berger was the one that was...
Yeah, yeah, I thought they were sort of phasing her out.
That's what I thought as well.
And now I've got no idea.
Yeah, now I don't know. Now I don't know. But Mucevic in the World Cup looked so good.
Yeah, like, she deserves to be a number one.
I almost think Emma Hayes is thinking,
And they sent her to the WSL Media Day.
And our very own Marva was posted there doing a nice
segment.
Can I
also say, Ashley Lawrence is hilarious.
And I believe that.
Like, I didn't get her humour at first, and then I got it, and I was like, she's such dry wit. And I was like, oh, you're, like, amazing.
So I think it's the Canadian in her.
I think it is. Mm. It really was.
Canadian. Anyway, praise up for Hannah Hampton, and let's hope that she gets enough minutes this season to justify the move. Because I do think it's strange.
Yeah.
But I also feel like Chelsea's become one of those clubs that when they come calling,
you go anyway.
You don't even think about how the logistics are going to manifest itself. It's more so just like, boy, if they're calling, and if I don't say yes now, they're going to go and get someone else, and the opportunity won't be there anymore.
Yeah, that's why I think Nikki Everard's smart by going out on loan, because she knows
she had a choice, to be fair.
Yeah.
but she had to because you'd be fourth choice, and she's getting no minutes, and then she'll never play for Chelsea ever if she just sits there training. Mm. So
a Chelsea woman becoming how the Chelsea men are.
Boy,
we used to talk about talent hoarding.
They are talent hoarding.
They're talent hoarding, but
they've been doing that for time.
The Hannah Hampton signing felt a bit like, I'm getting it just because I can, and you lot can't do anything about it. That's what it felt like to me. And you know what?
Fair enough. Yeah, they've been doing that. Yeah.
Boy, and they can. Yeah. Must be
that's
nice.
That's why they win it for years.
Must be actually nice. We might as well segue straight from Chelsea into the next team, which is Villa. Obviously, we spoke just then about Hannah Hampton leaving. Villa have obviously brought in the Netherlands young keeper Van Domsley. She's had, listen, I feel like for the past like 15 months, she's been spoken about and highly sought after, and it's a very big coup that Villa have been able to get her. Marva, what do you expect from her?
I think she'll be amazing. You saw her in the Nations League game. Like
ridiculous,
best player that Euros as well, when you know, she wasn't expected to play and then she just stepped up and was incredible, like one of their best players. Villa are just doing again like smart business, and it's annoying.
I'm jealous. as mid-table
teams are trying to be best of the rest. I'm so bitter.
Honestly,
whenever even last season when everyone was talking about how great Villa are, I was like, fine.
We were both struggling together, and I was like, we beat them, and then they beat us, and I was like, okay, it feels like this summer is them saying goodbye to the mid-table teams, because like Ebony Sammer, like I'm just like, these players are available, and it feels like Carla Ward is becoming like an Emma Hayes. Like, oh, when Carla comes calling, these players are going there. And they're building a good squad. But I also feel like making like Anna Patton, Kirsty Hansen permanent as well. Like they just have, like they had a good first 11 and now they have depth.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the bitter side in me, maybe too much depth.
No, that's fair.
You didn't even mention
Adriana Leon. Like, what is
Leon?
I don't know why she went there. That one's between her and her agent. But
you still got Lehman, you still got Kenzadali, you still got, like,
I was wondering this.
Yeah. But I just feel like if one of the top, like the big four, I'm gonna call it top four because fourth doesn't mean anything. If one of the big clubs sorry. If one of the big clubs don't come calling, the next best club at the moment is Villa. Agreed. So even if you're not getting like loads and loads of minutes, if there's a club that you're going to kind of sign for to think, oh, can I get, would I eventually maybe get into the Champions League? At the moment, it's Villa. So I don't blame them for going.
I think there's more to it as well in terms of like you're saying, all right, big four, but it's also, no offense, Moira, but the
what
I think,
now, Martha,
I think
what?
The reason there's a reason that people are choosing Arsenal over United.
Yeah, of course.
And it's not just, and talent wise, they can compete at the same level, but how serious the club is taking their women's team, how serious they're like looking to plan for the future. And I think Villa are showing that in terms
this is a project.
This is a project.
And you can tell they're building on what they did last year. You want to see continuous improvement, and Villa showing that.
And I think like after the World Cup, after the Euros, after seeing what like Arsenal were doing, like, and other clubs around the world, to go from like a World Cup where you're playing in front of like even the smaller games, 20,000 people sometimes. It's like, what, I'm going to go to a team that don't care about their marketing, that don't care about the project, that aren't investing in the future. Why? I might as well, like, that's only going to last so long. So it's great to see from that perspective. But also I'm annoyed, and you're probably annoyed as well, because I'm like, well, all the other clubs should be doing this too.
Yeah. It's not even.
So what Lauren mentioned, Kirsty Hansen. How big is it, do you think, her being there on a permanent, and what do you think she can do to build on what she did last year?
I think it's the same with even both of the loans they made permanent. What was it? It was
Anna
Patton as well. I said it's like, it's literally just building off of what Marv said. It's the point of like, it feels like, okay, I was here before, and it's not a case of like, oh, it felt like I was just chucked here. What we did last season was actually recognised, and it's something that is like, okay, I can build on these things now. So it's like, like you said, it's the club that they're at. It's like, the step is there for them to either showcase themselves in a good team and not, no offence, just like a team that's there to kind of be there, that I'm going to run away from later.
She said,
to
make up the numbers.
You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like the coaching is there, that who they're surrounded by as well, is like, it's not, it doesn't feel like false. Hopefully, I don't want to jinx them. It doesn't feel like it's false.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like all the players they've got in beforehand has just kind of run away.
Yeah, it feels like committed to it.
Something's committed and it's working.
No, I agree. And I think really have done fantastic business winners. I feel like they've addressed really areas that they really needed to. And then not only that, I feel like they've built on not only their starting 11, but their squad as well. The only thing I question is what Marva said to be honest, which is the...
Too much.
Yeah, because I've seen it from a team that when you're not in Europe, there's only so many games. That's what people are forgetting. There's only so many games. There's only 11 teams. There's only 11 other teams in the league here. So it's not that many games. And when you're not in Europe, you don't even have to rotate, really and truly.
Yeah,
realistically speaking, in the cups, is it not generally, is the thought process of realistically speaking, it's going to be the usuals who kind of get further in?
And really and truly, like, if you're in a Conti Cup group that has a lot of championship teams, you're already thinking, I can play like a... Like, for example, we mentioned about 5 different forwards there for Villa. And so, for example, their second string forward line could include someone as good as Ebony Salmon. If you unleash Ebony Salmon against... Let me not choose a specific championship team before people cry, but like, as a championship team that don't have someone to stop her, the disparity is still going to be huge. So I feel like there aren't that many games. Even in Conti Cup, there's what? If you're in a group of 4, you've got 3 games, and then after you've won those 3 games, it's like quarterfinal in like 2 weeks,
and then you get knocked out. The tournament teams to come down. But the thing is, I think it's thinking from it of the objective of maximizing the minutes. I don't believe that every single one person that's gone to Villa has gone there to maximize their minutes. They've gone to commit to the project, and I think they're going to have to accept that they're not going to play every single game.
It's a full rotation
but if Villa, Villa have a phenomenal season and somehow finish in the top 3, it will be worth it.
But there are some players that have gone there to maximise their
minutes. Yeah, I'll be real, because that was... Like, I'm not trying to be funny.
That's what we're saying. There's going to be a certain one. Who are definite ones. But then there's other ones thinking,
what about those ones, though?
If you're Adrian Leon, you've come at the end of the transfer window, you've seen all the players that have been signed. You've still gone. That's your business, in my opinion. Sorry, that's your business.
It is her business. I'll be real. And I actually do think, though, she thinks she's going there. Trust me, if she doesn't play consistent minutes in the next 2 months, she is going to go somewhere in January. I've seen it firsthand.
January's there in it. There you go.
Her place for Canada is not under threat. So it's not like, what's the negative of her not getting the minutes that she wants?
And this is also, of good side in terms of like the whole too much debt thing. Is like, if they decide to go in January, okay, we've got better people here.
It's true, but it's just like, I feel like that's the issue right now with women's football. Like, we got a lot of games here, but it almost feels like it's evenly split right now between international and domestic, and that makes no sense.
Yeah, anyway. Domestic feels like we're doing international calendar and domestic football.
It's just the international one's the main one. Then
yeah.
So I'm not really sure, but I will say that Villa have done
They've got a very good
business. A-plus business,
yeah.
I'll be honest.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying. Yeah. It's so annoying.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tia was laughing a lot, so we might as well move on to Arsenal. Arsenal have done some good business as well, to be honest. Really good business. Did some business on the final day of the window as well. Tia, speak to me. How are you feeling?
I am very happy with the window.
Of course you are.
But I'm just... I'm not like an 8 out of 10. I think partly because, like you mentioned earlier, with the Chelsea signings, it wasn't like they needed to do it. Because I felt like we needed it. And also, I feel like the difference, for me personally, isn't the same. Yeah, so, like, we lost Rafa. I'm heartbroken about that. It's a massive loss. But it's they're slower, they're not as good, and it's like, and then you
set pieces though.
I mean, you know, set pieces, yeah. There's one thing we actually got quite a lot of people who are very good. Yeah, so that's like you got Roos, all of them, all the Swedish lot. So, all the Swedish lot. But like, we're set pieces is one of the things we're actually attacking wise, we're set for that. Yeah. But what I'm saying is like, because we've lost Rafa and Leah is not going to be back until what, how long? Anyway, when she comes back, she won't be like until probably either the end of the season or the following season. So even if she comes back, it won't be the same. And I feel like with Cordina and we'll probably be in the same. It's already slower.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the pairing, like they're both very good defenders, but the pairing is just not the same level to me and probably to a lot of people as what we had.
Mm-hmm.
So the signings are great in terms of like, we need it. Like as much as I love Lotta, it's the level is not the highest in comparison. I love her.
How did Lotta catch a stray?
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying that
she wasn't even. She's not even your starting.
No, center. But I'm just putting them all there. I'm just putting them all there. It's like it's just not. It's not the level.
Why didn't you use someone else?
Because she's there in it. It's the first one that came to my head.
You're not
going to
criticize
BEL. No, exactly. And look, man, if we need a goal, B is there. So it's
Martin. Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Exactly. It's calm.
She got the extra time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, we're so slow. Because we have to add B as a centre because she is one. You add her and everyone else and it's like, our line already, when I drop back further, we didn't get the right back that we needed because now we're going to either be having to fling McCabe to one side or fling a midfielder further back.
Why are you using the word fling?
Because I have to. Because of them. Because
you got merits.
But yeah, again,
one.
No pace,
and that's the thing, is like, no, it's the whole thing about pace, depth. It's like, yeah. It's one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what depth, no offense, do you particularly need
in a
season without Champions League?
Because, don't do this.
No, but I'm not even, but what, like,
because
what rotation do you need to, even if you have to rotate, that quality is still enough to beat the majority of teams
of this, yourself. No, I hate you, but part of this is also because I have this whole thing where Jonas is what, 1 year left?
Yeah, he's going to get a new contract,
though. I don't know. Because I feel like he doesn't win anything at all.
He's good for marketing. He's always on the BBC.
The only way he's not getting a new contract yet is if Casey Stoney decides that she wants to come back to the WSL and says she wants to go to Arsenal. But I'll be honest.
You don't know.
Yeah, she could, but I highly doubt it. Do you know what I mean? I'll actually write it. That one I'll write it. But yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is I just feel like the energy needed to actually even... Like I said, we'll get to the probably predictions later of who I think is going to win the league, wherever. But the energy needed, if Arsenal actually need to and want to win the league, I need more than just right back. I need more than, I think we've got a lot of quality players. And I think, like I said, the signings have been very good.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like the signings are very good to solidify second.
That's fair, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. I think he's tried to add youthful exuberance in that midfield. Yeah, I feel like a lot of the signings he's made at the end of last summer's window / January, and then this summer has been like a lot of young players that are like, although I feel like you haven't gone pacey in defence, I feel like you've gone with people with energy in midfield and up front. So, like if you look at someone like Pullover, Paul,
Cooney Cross
that was a decent. Depth-wise though, like, and especially when your injured players come back.
That whole, I've got to point that out. With Bethany comes back. Bethany comes out.
For this season, I think it's one of those ones. But I think it's just
because I really, really want to win the league this season. Mm. And you are different, go away. But I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Some of us have different objectives. I can't lie.
It's just the edginess of what I want at all. So it's like, but on the positive side of like adding to it, I'm saying, like you said, Beth Mead coming back, you've seen her on about. Miedema is now like in training and stuff, and she comes back later on, it could be good. So it's like adding to it, so it's great. I'm just saying, like I said earlier, it feels like we're solidifying second as opposed to feeling like, yeah, it's going to be like an all-out fight to win the league.
I think it's hard when you've got injured players, because it's like,
you don't know how
they're
going
to
come back.
They still need to be registered in the squad.
And you don't want to overbuy.
Yeah, because then you don't want to like, what, you're going to replace Leah Williamson for her to, do you know what I mean?
She's coming back.
Because the squad still kind of needs
to be there. You have to register them in the squad.
Especially like Miedema or Mead. I'm like, once they're back, that's who's taking their place? I don't know.
I can't, like, most of it is just mainly defence. I just don't like how slow it is.
Fair.
That's fair. Hold that.
Go away.
You'll be fine. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to let an Arsenal fan sit and complain. But I caveated it.
But what I said, I didn't say it's like I'm terrified of like not getting Champions League next season.
You said you've solidified second.
Yeah, that's
allegedly. No one's going to be. I didn't mention United once, by the way. I didn't mention United once. No, Arsenal have done good business. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
Lauren?
Yeah, like I said, I think they have the squad that's equipped for the season that is ahead of them.
And given the problems that they face of, like, when I saw Rafa go and Williamson out, I'm like, you would think, oh, what are they going to do? I think they'll replace them well.
Yeah, and I think...
To be fair, I don't think Illestet is on Rafa's level defensively. But...
Still, though, for what...
It's amazing. Good signing.
I just, like, it's one of those ones where it's like, I wanted Rafa level. Obviously, we didn't get, again, I'm not denying the level that is there.
You don't need Rafa level this season.
No, but I want it.
Sorry.
It's not what we want, bro. There's no Leon.
Listen,
at the end of the day, Arsenal have enough. And, like, with Russo, they've added someone that can really add to the dynamics of the club.
Are we looking forward to Connie Cup football at the Emirates?
Let me enjoy that one.
And you lot are reigning champs.
That's fine. You can take that derby win, because I know that the only reason that derby win happens is because you lot couldn't beat Paris FC. So that's fine.
I don't understand that one. This is already like ticking with Jonas already. But we need that one there.
I'm not even going to get onto you about that one, because United's Pepe is coming as well. Let me just be quiet on that one. Next team we're going to talk about is United. Obviously, we know there were some notable outgoings this summer.
Should we list them all? Do we have time on the
pod? I'm not going to find it.
I think it was like 10 different ones. Like, if you include
loans, yeah, there's a long list. So Russo, Onabatier, Chloe Williams, Tunkara, Jade Moore, Tara Bourne, Neve Murphy, Emily Ramsey. Wow, this is long. Ella Kinzer, Kirsty Hansen, Forrest Dottir, Carrie Jones, Adriana Leon, Vilda Bararisa, can't believe that one, Ivana Fuso, Martha Thomas, and Sophie Bagley.
I'll be real. Out of those names,
none move you.
Huh?
None move you?
No, out of the names that left, only two were starting consistently. Yeah. Let's be real.
And then the third one
that was a good part of our squad was Vilda Bararisa. Mm. And I absolutely get her leaving.
I cannot believe she wasn't played. That's the truth of it. She deserved better, man.
Mark was born in the living daylights out of her.
So. I mean, I was going to say squad-wise, but you have a manager who doesn't use their squad. But still.
Yeah. Although he's adamant, though. At the end of last season, he was like, he was talking about Lucio Garcia, yeah? And he was like, and you'll be seeing a lot more of her next season because we have to rotate. When we're in Europe, we have to rotate. And I was thinking, you bloody liar. You bloody liar.
That man is first 11 FC, sorry.
That man can gas. But you know what it is, yeah? We are going to have to see new people, yeah? Because a lot of the people we liked are gone. Like, Yeah. I feel like
more power to him. If you do beat PSG,
just forget that
and
one.
You do have Champions League.
No, but if you do,
if we do, then we're gonna have to retain.
Yeah.
And you know what is? I feel like the people that we've lost were so important to the side that he's gonna rotate more because of what we've lost. In
he has to figure it out.
You remember when I was like, "Oh, Onur adds more than just like defense." Like she was the creative spark.
She like second top assist.
Yeah, second top assist for the league,
and she hasn't been replaced.
And like he did admit that element of skill set. He sparked off most of our attacks. So he then said, I think he was talking in prison. He was like, he's gonna have to experiment more with midfield in general because the setup he had in midfield was fine because we had a creative spark at right back. But now that he knows we're going to have to... He's acknowledged that, which to be fair... I feel like he's been quite honest this preseason.
He got a choice.
No, he does. That's the thing. Because the club will just allow him to do whatever he wants anyway. I don't think they care that much. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But United, for all that we have lost, yeah, I also think we have brought in some very good players. I won't even lie. Like, I was looking at some people we bought and I said, what, you lot, you're familiar with them. No, they're on your radar. Fair enough. Like, if we look at someone like Jace from Brazil.
Yeah.
I heard the rumours, like, during the World Cup, and I was thinking, you know, United fans, they're the
top of the list
for dropping a name in there, and I promise you the club has never heard of them. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
maybe they live there.
One thing is, the fans will bring up names. Whether the club knows them is a different scenario. Mm-hmm. Like, but the names that we're actually linked with, I was thinking, maybe not trying to expand. Obviously, last season it felt like we had a very British core, and that's not going to be, from what I can see, I don't think that's going to be the case this season.
Welcome to diversity and inclusion.
And I love it. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Mm-hmm. I need it.
I think you've been waiting for a long time. Sorry.
Yeah, so we brought in Jace, who I think is a very good signing. Another person who I think was a good signing, obviously Marva, I'm really sorry about it, but was Gabby George.
Show the camera. Show the camera.
You guys may not be able to see, but
yeah,
Marva is holding up. So Marva recently interviewed a lot of WSL players in like the preview content that they were doing for WSL. First of all, shout out Marva.
Yeah.
One of the bits of content she did was with Gabby George.
To be fair, I didn't actually interview Gabby George, and I think there was a reason why she wasn't getting involved.
Yeah, she wasn't getting involved. She was here for moral support.
But still, I was like, man, this is what a day. I'm like, I've got a picture of all my Everton girls, like in a setup that I was interviewing, putting as my home screen, and then 2 days later, Gabby George is leaving.
I think that's a very good sign in for United, I'll be honest. Marva, what is Gabby George gonna bring to the United side?
I think, look, honestly, she can't replace Bache, and I know it's not exactly the same position either, but she brings a level of versatility that I think is so important in a squad that's going to be competing for everything. Mm-hmm. I think she's really improved on her attacking game as well, and I think you have our manager to thank for that, because she was mainly just playing in a back four, and then even when she was playing in a back five, she was generally playing as one of the three centre-backs.
Yeah.
Under Sorensen, she's been playing as both, so she can play left wing back. She's also played a right wing back a number of times and has really improved on her like attacking play as well. Yeah. So,
because I think she's playing left. I think we brought her in as a left back.
We're moving
Hannah Blundell to the other side, to the right.
Probably, the fact that she, like, in literally only in the last few years has improved on that side of her game, I think she'll bring a lot to you. Obviously, injury-wise is something to keep an eye on slightly. She had a very bad one, came back, and then towards the end of last season, was injured again. So I don't know if that's a consistent thing moving forward, but we'll see. But I think she's, like, of everyone you could have signed, and obviously she's, like, a Man United supporter herself, growing up in Manchester, so...
It's homecoming.
She was loving the signing and all that. Well, you have to be proud. She went, see ya. sorry, Mama.
And all of that.
Sorry about that.
Very, very nice for you. But yeah, you've got a proper signing there.
Thank you very much. Love that for us. another signing that United have brought in is the World Cup's Golden Boot winner, Hanaya Maezawa. Lauren, thoughts?
Like, when she was initially linked to Liverpool, I was really angry because I was like, sorry, Spurs, this is our level. How is somebody as good as her going to one of our rivals? Now she's gone to, I feel a bit better because, you know.
Order has been restored.
Yeah, order has been restored. We can't compete with the likes of United. But she's a goal scorer. Mm-hmm. I think she showed that in the World Cup. But that Japanese team, because they're so technical,
yeah,
because they can go to for 120 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's going to translate still.
But you've got somebody that has all of the right attributes. Mm-hmm. So I think if she settles, whether it's Champions League, she'll probably play at least in the against PSG.
Keep mentioning this thing.
We spent how long talking about it last season? If you guys were qualified.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So yeah, I think if physically she adapts quickly, yeah, you've got a really good player on your hands. Yeah. So and I think she, based on what she did in the World Cup, she deserves to kind of be playing in one of the big four clubs. So yeah, good for her.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Obviously, United added a bit more international experience as well this summer. You see what I'm saying? I'm just listing the names of fat, fat, fat. We added a Spanish international, Guerrero. To our thoughts. What would this mean for United to add more experience, like proper experience, not experience in, let me not ever say anywhere crazy, but yeah.
It's literally... buying experience is what everyone wants to get. You got a winner in there, you got a thing, and it's like, unless by some evilness, something, but it's there's nothing wrong, nothing bad that I'm put out there. But it should work out great. The experience she brings, everything, that kind of the control, the kind of comfort, it'll be it's just a great sign and something I just don't want for you guys. But hey, it is what it is.
My hate engine has just gone up ever since.
The only thing though is like,
why do you want to rain on my
parade? No, I'm not even saying it's a negative thing.
It's
going to come down to your manager as well, because your replacements are very different signings to the people you're replacing.
Yeah, it almost looks like a change the style completely.
I think there's big question marks
to be honest.
Has that been done with a real plan in mind of how they're going to play? Mm-hmm. Or is it just like, that's a big name, Liverpool going to get that quickly?
Would you trust Skinner to actually be able to kind of?
Let me say what's funny. Yeah, for as much as this man annoys the living daylights out of me, yeah, when I was looking at how we played sometimes last season, I was thinking, I'm not gonna lie, this man might be able to really coach. Yeah. I'll be honest. Like, sometimes, yeah, we were playing proper ball. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not like, obviously, there were a lot of times that we had like a late winner, for example. But in the actual game, we were more than in it with almost every single team we played. In fact, with every single team we played, and that's including Chelsea. The two games we lost last season were against Chelsea. And in both games, we acquitted ourselves well. Like, I'll be honest, I feel like we've probably raised the technical level with the signings that we brought. And I feel like that is what the club needed to do. I agree with you completely, though. It's a case of, is he going to know what to do with this raise in technical level? Because I'm not like, we signed people on loan last season and he didn't use them. So he might be forced into it. Listen, it's not about how you get there. It's not about whether you stumble into
the best of the skies. He has no choice.
Yeah, to be fair, my biggest question mark though is just the loss of Onabatier, just because it means that you're then? No, it's not the no. Obviously, she was going to Barcelona. She's going to get a Champions League.
Respect and support Ona forever.
It's just because of how much she contributed to the way that United that you guys play. I think even though you have made some very very good signings. I just need to see. I think the team play to think can they change the way that they play quickly, because not being funny, if you drop too many points at the beginning of the season, Chelsea, you're done, see you later. So
this is not about the league, though. Let's be real. United cannot be trying to win. Like, obviously you can can try to win the league. Yeah, you can try to win the league. Everyone could try. Everton could try and win the league.
I'll be real.
Yeah. Let me take that back. United can try to win the league, yeah? They should try to win the league.
You have to.
I should.
And yeah, they should try to win the league.
The players you signed haven't come to, let's finish third.
Yeah, they should step up then. I'm not in the business of, remember last season, we were talking about United getting top three and the people complaining saying, I want to play Champions League. I'm in the business of, you lot that want something so bad, how about you do something about it? So I'll be real, yeah? The players that we bought that you're saying, they didn't come here to, okay, step up then.
I think
they should perform then.
The big four clubs, the objective for all big four clubs is to win the league.
I forgot we were in this big four.
You are. I forgot that we were there. Yeah, you reached it. You reached it.
To be honest, I feel like the signings we made are good. I think we've raised the technical level. I'm excited to see what we look like in actuality. Obviously, I've seen us in some preseason games. But, like, even in the preseason games, it's been difficult because people have been in and out. Like, some of the signings came after the preseason games were done. The World Cup people were still at the World Cup. It was just kind of weird. Like, but, yeah, I think we're going to do well this season, I'll be honest. I don't think we're going to do amazing, but I think we're going to do well. Like, I'm excited to see what they do. And I'm excited to see a new style of play because, as you guys said, and I agree, the people that we've signed points to a completely different style. But I remember when Mark first came and he was trying to play possession football, but the players that we had there, it wasn't really adding up. Sometimes you have to read the room and see who you have. And I feel like the players that we've signed do point towards what he wants to play. And I think it would be similar to what City went through last season when they brought in, you know, they brought in a lot of players.
Like Lai Alexandri.
You could tell that their style was going to change a bit. So it's just a case of like how quickly we can implement it. But yeah, big up United. Hopefully we do well. What team haven't we spoke about that I want to speak about? Oh, I was quickly going to touch on one team just before I ask you guys about your respective teams. And that was Brighton. Very random. But they made
another
some
team
good
that pissed
signings
me off
this
summer.
And I was just thinking, what's going on here? Because I'm not going to lie, one of the names that we were linked to was Tatiana Pinto.
Yeah.
And then I saw she's going Brighton. I said, what's going on?
Losada.
The Losada one is nuts, I'll be honest.
And she's captain as well now. Yeah.
She has to be.
They signed legend Sophie Bagley.
Yeah.
Legend. And Forrest Lottier with there
as well. I'm not gonna lie.
Do you know what though? Like, as much as I joke about Villa and all of that, this is only good for the league. Mm-hmm. Like, the level that is stepping up, even like United and the players they're signing, I'm like, it's exciting. Like, I'm excited to see Jace. I'm excited to see Miyazawa. Like, I'm excited to see
Because I'm not competing with him. I'm not excited to see Brighton.
No, but even for the league, I am, because I do think...
Very diplomatic.
I think we are going to see...
Sorry, I came from a relegation scrap. I'm not happy to see Brighton strengthened in the way that they have.
I think we are going to see, like, three battles. Like, maybe that can be broken down a bit more, but, like, the big four, top four, I think. Then you've got Villa, who are going to slightly bridge that gap and challenge for the top four as well. But then I think that mid-table is way more competitive
than
it's ever been. Even last year when it was a bit like, but we were all kind of equal, but then everyone just stayed in their place. It was like
Villa fifth, everyone was beating everyone.
Everton was sixth consistently. And then it was like Liverpool. Seven. Like it was just stayed the same. Whereas I think there's going to be a lot of chopping and changing in this next season. And it's exciting to see like these clubs step up. And
agreed.
We want to see it in the league. We want to see competition. We want to see like excitement. And I think we're going to get that this season.
Completely agree. Obviously, we've got an Everton and a Spurs support here. So I want to ask you, top line, what are you excited about in terms of what your club has done this summer?
For me, it's a difficult one. I don't think it was our best window because obviously we let go of a few important players. Also, loan-wise.
You've lost them.
Except
Ramsey.
We lost them all apart from Ramsey, and we already had a good goalkeeper in Brosnan anyway. So, I mean, it's good depth, but like, it's not like it was the position we necessarily really needed. But I do think like Snow East, I think, had a really good World Cup. I think she's like now ready to really take that place where it was very much like chop and change throughout our whole team. And I think like even on the Guardian Women's Football Weekly, they've put Everton down as someone's going to go down. I don't think that's going to happen.
I've been feeling that comment
been a little bit hot for that, and I don't think that's going to happen. And I think as well, like, I get that we've lost some players, but people forget how big our squad was last year.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at our starting 11, every single game, completely different.
Like Benison wasn't even starting games.
Even in our defence, we've lost Sovekin, we've lost George, who, fair enough, big players to lose, but both were injured towards the end of last season. We weren't playing with them.
Yeah.
Lucy Hope came back into the side. We've got Finnegan, who's now our captain. Like, we've got a good amount of players. So even like, I think it's like our big names aren't there, but we've got like the Home Guard twins who came from a Danish team. All right, the rest of us don't know that much about them. But I think the way that Sorensen is, he plays a very set style of football. So as long as you've got players who can play into a system, the big names don't matter as much. On top of that, Nico Sorensen's back. She had a really good end to the season, given that she was injured for so long. I think she became like second top assist or something. She had like really good stats towards the end of it. And Benison, again, now she's like someone, she's in her like season now. Do you know what I mean? Like, your rookie season's over. Now it's like, all right, now's your time. Signed Piemonte as well, who I think will be a good one. How do you say her name? Vanheenhart? Vanhavenway.
Okay.
She's even on my lock screen. Apologies. So tall, by the way. Oh my God.
What marble was it in comparison to your age? respectfully.
Even in comparison to other people.
Okay.
Even in comparison to other people.
Fair.
Huge.
Okay.
I think I don't think we'll be as good as last season. I don't think we'll be like competing with Villa in the way we were last season.
But you will be.
I think we might be. And I think like us in Liverpool will be a bit more even, which will annoy me. But
But we'll make the derby good.
We'll make derby good, and
the derby was good last season.
I don't think we'll be competing for relegation. Okay. I don't.
Touch wood.
I've got enough of that in for Everton. I don't need it for the women as well, please.
Lauren, before we move on to part two and predictions, give me a sign-in that you're excited about that Tottenham have done.
Luana Bula from Hoffenheim. It's really hard to speak about Spurs. No one's talking about Spurs on other people's podcasts, but on the generalist ones. But
Lauren's feeling it.
Yeah, I am.
I know.
Obviously,
do
we've
more
got
business.
But we've got, do you know what I think the problem is that we've got a new manager in Robert Villaham, a new style of football, but Spurs did not allow any of the fans in any of the preseason friendlies, and none of them were broadcasted. So I actually think it's not just that no one cares, it's that nobody's had access to see how we're going to play. But by all intents and purposes, we're going to become a team that wants to play in the opposition's half. We're going to play possession-based football, and last season was diabolical. And then I was looking at some of our players thinking they can't play in that way. So I'm hoping you can coach them. But I think Luana Bula is a ball-playing centre-back. And you cannot play a possession-based side without having centre-halves who are comfortable on the ball. And I think she'll come in probably in the starting lineup ahead of Shalina Zdorsky, who feels like she's kind of getting to the latter end of her like peak period of her career. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm happy. Like, I don't think we've had a great window. Caris Harrop retired, and it was very obvious that she was going through her retirement year. Mm-hmm. And we just haven't signed a left back. Mm-hmm. We had Angharad James playing, who is a defensive midfielder. That's who's been starting at left back pre-season for us. So I think if we're well coached, we will improve. I cannot see the same, I think, players having such a terrible season. So I think we will get better. But yeah, it will be the first time like a Spurs women team, I think, is going to try and get on the ball. So I'm excited. I do think we need to do more, but I also think now we've got a Swedish manager who loves the Swedish league, we're going to turn into Arsenal and become that club that also signs in January. So I'm thinking maybe that's why we're a bit light in the summer, because we're going to go for players that Robert knows in January. But yeah, I don't know. I won't feel relaxed until Bethany comes off crutches. I'm excited because I think because we had a bad season and then we became the Bethany England team, and I think this will be an opportunity for the team to show that we are a good footballing team. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll get back to the mid-table battle this season rather than relegation.
Okay. Exciting stuff. Listen, we're all excited to see what the teams are going to do, to be honest. I feel like we don't really know what this... Obviously, we can talk about what we think this season is going to look like and what we think signings are going to do. But signings can disappoint or signings can exceed. So let's just see what happens. Mm-hmm. In part two, we are going to talk about our predictions. And I'm typing on my iPad right now I'm going to write down what everyone says. So that in the mid-season check-in, I can be like, you lot said this. Like, are you still trying to say this? Or are you trying to change?
I would like to say, last season, I was the only one that said Chelsea. Everybody was going Arsenal in the league.
Yeah, but...
That was in the beginning of the season, man.
Sorry, I knew that Chelsea would survive any injury wave in comparison to any other team.
We didn't know that.
The precise reason I actually gave last season was Chelsea will win the league because they can withstand injuries better than any other team.
I even caveat by even saying, as long as we're fit.
You did. We can run the tips back on that one. No, you did. And so did I, I'm sure. And so did my mom.
Just shout out to my stocks investor.
Yeah, that's true.
You were right.
Only good prediction I've ever done.
Okay, predictions time. Hold on. Okay, cool. So I'm going to just ask you to say what you...
Quick fire.
It's a quick fire one, yeah. No,
you know, I'm still choosing in my mind.
You can say like
I did mine earlier, so I'm going to commit. I'm not going to change my mind.
You can say I'm going to be petty or not.
Okay, cool. Is everyone ready? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see what comes out of my mouth.
The first one is WSL winner, Lauren.
Chelsea.
Marva.
Chelsea, but it'll be really tight.
Tua.
Chelsea.
Okay, Chelsea. Fair. Next one, top three. Yeah, top three. We'll start with Marva.
Chelsea, Arsenal, United.
Okay, Lauren.
Sorry, boy. Chelsea, Arsenal, City.
Fair.
That was my exact same as Chelsea, Arsenal, City.
Wait, what are yours?
That's true.
Yeah. Your predictions.
I'll do mine at the end. Right. Okay. Yeah, I'll do bang, 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 bang.
Okay. You listen to everyone's,
yeah. No, oh, come on, man. Okay. Okay, next one is Golden Boot winner. We're going to start with Lauren.
Bunny Shaw.
Okay. Marva?
Bunny Shaw,
I'm gonna keep it black.
Okay. Bunny times three.
I think Kerr will step up again though.
Yeah, that's right. I think it would be an actual fight for him.
But I just think it's spread
least,
out more.
Yeah, least Chelsea. Amount of rotation is Bunny. So
yeah,
agreed. Golden Glove winner. Obviously, last season was won by Mary Earps.
Yeah.
We'll start with Lauren.
I'm going to go Mary Earps again because she's the only undisputed number one.
Who's the number
and
one?
And least injury prone out of the other ones. Sorry.
Fair.
Yeah.
Tua?
I'll go Earps. I would have gone Berger, but it's like, I don't trust.
We don't even know
who's starting. You can't trust that one.
Yeah.
And I think before I'm not 100% comfortable with the defense. So I would have gone Zinchenko, but yeah.
Marva?
Only because I don't know who's start. If I knew for certain who was starting.
And we don't know if she's going to be at United in January, past January. So,
I mean, this is also a good point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Prediction based on them playing.
Okay, prediction based on what it is now.
Yeah.
Okay. Marva, is this quick fire to you? Yeah.
I know, but I'm choosing. I think it's going to be the Chelsea keeper, but I don't know who the Chelsea keeper is going to be.
I'll put Chelsea keeper.
I don't think that's why I'm going someone who I think will play every game.
I think they will.
You must stick to one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Generally.
So which one are you going to pick?
Because you say Chelsea keeper. I'll put Chelsea keeper first. If it's Burger, then it'll be Burger. And if it's
Miss Hampton.
Why didn't you include Hampton there? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Emma Hayes introduces people.
Yeah, it's true.
She does not put them into starting lineup. Mm-hmm. Someone like that.
Very true.
She didn't even start Lauren James. She ain't starting Hannah Hampton.
This one is, I was going to say Marva's favourite, but you think I'm trolling you, but it's relegation, but not because of Everton, just in general.
the relegation especially.
Okay, sorry. Lauren's projecting, man. You can't see what they're trying to condemn you to.
Sorry.
One of our teams was in it.
Sorry. Wrong team. Wrong team.
Relegation.
Bristol.
Yeah, Bristol times three.
Yeah, Bristol.
Mm. Sorry, Bristol. I do think it's tough in general to come up from the Championship. I feel like you're always the favourite to go down. Whoever comes up.
Yeah. And also if you don't have a Premier League club.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, they haven't made... They made signings, but they're not like... Are they the level? Like,
yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, next one is going to be surprise of the season. I'm going to ask you for an individual and for a team. Lauren, I'm gonna go you first. Give me the individual.
I'm just doing Spurs propaganda. So Celine Bissett.
Okay.
I think now she's passed her rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
Technical role player. We did sign her from PSG. I think she's gonna. It will be her breakout year, and people will take notice. Because I feel like a lot of our young ballers that we put up on a pedestal. Are Lionesses, which obviously is the English WSL, but yeah, I'm gonna shout at her.
Nice. And what team?
I'm gonna say Spurs. I think we will have the biggest transformation out of all of the clubs in playing style, based on what I've seen from our match reports. And we played three WSL clubs and we only conceded one goal, which is unlike us. We didn't score any. But we only conceded one goal. And we only lost 1-0 to you. And that was your full strength team. So it was. Don't give me side eye. It was. So, yeah.
Two guests. Marva, give me the individual, please.
I'm struggling.
Or should I go to Tua first?
Don't do that. It's just difficult because there's players that I think will have a good season, but I don't think anyone's necessarily thinking they won't. So it's not really a surprise. Like there are people that I think will be good, very good signings, but I'll go.
We'll go for a bad surprise then.
No, I'll go with Nico Sonson because I think she'll have I'll go with Snow East actually.
Nice.
It hurts me to say it. I think Liverpool will do.
That's interesting.
Than last season, I think. They seem quite solidified now. I think they'll have quite a good season.
Okay. And Tua, please, hit me. Individual. You've actually had so much time to think as well. Yeah. This better be quick for you.
No, it shouldn't better be me.
It should actually. You told me you had your answers written down.
No, I had the team. I didn't think of the individual.
Well, think.
Okay. Give us the team.
Okay, I love the team. My surprise team is that I think Aston Villa is going to kick Man United out of the top four.
Okay, and what prize do you get for that?
I said this is something I didn't say I was going. Look at your angle. Wow.
Someone was triggered.
No, I'm actually sorry.
I'm quite nice about that.
I'm actually sorry.
That was a reflex.
Something about Villa, what's funny is I agree. Remember I gave my predictions in the beginning?
Fifth.
I gave my predictions. Do you not remember when we did our predictions? And I said I won't be surprised. I think it's going to be tricky, but yeah, go off.
sorry, that just...
Okay. Fifth place.
I can't even say that one with a straight face. Fifth
place. Look how you were gloating and smiling and gritting teeth about the signings you made. And now and fifth
also,
place.
Also, let's see when she says her top three. Mm. When she puts United in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stop making excuses already.
All right, individual. I think... Sugar.
It's all right, we're not censored. Do you know what I mean?
We are.
Just say what you want.
We said Arsenal is starving of diversity.
Yeah, I think we're past the point of.
I was thinking this, but let me actually say, because if it's going to sound mad, I don't think Gerrard's going to do good at City. Okay. I just don't.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Ooh.
I think that's the bitterness coming through.
A little bit, but yeah. I actually don't think she's going to be. I don't know.
Can we take bets on when she's going to talk about Barcelona in an interview?
She was already out there.
I'm not joking. I genuinely think she's thinking the pathway to Barcelona is actually easier from City.
From WSL.
If we actually look at the exchange rate, the exchange rate is a bit better from City to...
That is true.
That's a good one, just to the Spanish league.
Yeah, yeah.
In general. She's
thinking of what's come to us, I'll end up at Real.
She's going to go to like Alexandria and them lot to be like, can you give me the number?
Yeah, please. She knows they're going to be watching because apparently they want Alexandria back.
Really?
Next season, apparently. They're waiting till her contract is done.
From Raw to Alexandria. Let's watch the past stats.
That's an interesting one, Raw. Let me do my predictions quickly. I think WSL winner is going to be Chelsea. I think top three.
Are you writing them down just so we can hold you to account for those ones?
Let me do mine.
Cameras are on, guys.
I think Chelsea. I think it's tricky, you know, this top three one. Because this is the one I'm not actually sure about. I do think between number three and number five, there's not going to be much in it. You know what? I'm going to stop being negative. I'm going to put United third.
Okay. Who are you putting second?
Arsenal.
Okay.
And it will be close. I think Arsenal will be a lot closer.
Chelsea.
I think Arsenal will be close to Chelsea. I think it'll be first, second. And then third, fourth, fifth. Mm. I think third, fourth, fifth. What's the next one? Golden Boot. Golden Boot. I think Rachel Daly again, you know.
Did you not do that?
Yeah, you said money. Money. I think Daly.
Mm-hmm. I just think she's got more competition.
Yeah, I think she'll get rotated, personally.
But I think she's told Carla Ward I want to play every game. And I feel like it's Carla Ward going to fight her on that. I don't think so. Especially because Villa's the only player she knows for sure she's playing as a striker.
So I
don't feel like Carla Ward is going to drop her. I think she'll play, but maybe
she won't go with so much vim because look how Serena moved her away from the striker position now.
True.
So maybe it won't be so...
But I think if she does back-to-back golden boots, it's like,
if she does back-to-back golden boots, she's still left wing-back
or wherever.
Serena said, I'm done with that experiment. I'm not doing it anymore.
Do you know what's forcing her there, though? Is the fact that there's no out-and-out. If there was an out and out left back
there are options, but out and out left backs, they're just not in the squad.
Serena doesn't rate them like that. If Serena started looking at someone like Maz Pacheco, for example. Do you know what I mean? But that's
maybe
a story
Gabby
for another
George,
day.
Let's see.
Gabby George, listen, that's a story for another day, man. Golden Glove, boy, Zinsberger.
Did you see the goal that she conceded in international break?
Yeah,
which glove?
Don't ask her about it.
More time.
She's still trying to get those invites to Old Trafford, and she might not get it if she says she was.
No,
imagine it. Zinsberger does love playing around being out there. She does tend to be good about it. So
Zinsberger was only like one or two.
I think it was two off.
Yeah. Two off so, last season. And I'm not gonna lie, we started this season. That was behind
Leo.
But Leo got injured in the United game. There were still like 4 or 5 games left. I'll be honest. Like if they still had their centre backs, they could have. She could have won it, or she could have been tired.
Yeah, but I think they're conceding. I think you're conceding more goals this season. You outscore people, but I think you're conceding more goals.
And I also think in general, though, United, sometimes we didn't concede, but it's like, how did we not? There were times we should have conceded.
Yeah, because Mary does that sometimes.
But beyond Mary Earps at this point.
You just don't want to see.
So you want to overlook her. No,
I'm not overlooking her.
But she's still going to be playing.
Mary Earps is a peak keeper, really good. But let's not act like... Do you know what I mean?
She might not be there in
And in general, though, I do think that United, we're still going to win games, like, heavily. Like, there's still going to be games we're going to win, like, 4-0. I mean, but I feel like there's going to be more games we'll be, like, 4-1. Because there were times, yeah, we'll be ahead and then we'll switch off. And in those times, it's almost like the adrenaline of last season and us being in the title race was almost making us not concede. Mm. It was that crazy.
So what, you think you're just not even going to be in a title race at all?
I think we're going to be in a race, yeah, but last season
we a race of what?
Last season it was literally like we took the race to the final, like it's literally like we were in as good as a race as one could get, basically, like and I don't think it's the same way I'm saying. I think it's going to be top two and then I think it's going to be 3, 4, 5. So if that's the case, we're definitely conceding goals. Let's be real. So yeah, Zins, but it'll be close between her and Earps. Shout out Earps.
That seemed real.
Relegated Bristol, you're gone. I'll be real. Like, the only thing that could have saved them was Grace Clinton, and she's gone to Spurs. That's a very good signing for.
Yeah.
Well, loan signing for now.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that.
You're not getting her permanent.
Wow. You didn't even let me finish my sentence.
No. Because this is what happens when people start getting excited. I'm sure Marvel was getting excited about, like, Aggie Beaver Jones and stuff last season. I'm telling you, it comes crashing down. Okay, but let's sometimes let people enjoy it.
Yeah, right. You didn't even get to finish my sentence.
No. Although, yeah. Sorry. Surprise of the season, individual. I would have said Emma Watson, but ACL, so we ain't seen her this season. Let's be real. My surprise of this season is going to be Jace. I think she's going to be real good. I think people think she's going to be good, but I think she's going to be better than what people think. I think she's going to add a lot of goals and assists. And then my surprise of the season team is going to be United.
What's the surprise?
Goodness. The surprise is that they're going to never finish the race that Mo is talking about. Surprise what?
They're not going to be in the title race.
Exactly.
It's going to be a surprise.
But it's not a race for fifth.
Villa are going to out.
Yeah.
The way she was attacking me for saying that was like.
Guys, I'm actually trolling. They're not even my surprise. My surprise this season is going to be Brighton. Surprise this season is going to be Brighton. But shout out United.
United, please, if you're watching, get her those.
Hey,
I think United are going to surprise us. Let me change that. I think United are going to surprise me.
In what capacity?
I think they're going to be better. Like, I've got an image in my brain, yeah, of us being quite good. But I think they're going to be good. Like, I actually think good.
What was last season for you?
No, we were over exceeding our XG, our XP, our XA, our X everything. Yeah, well, last season was phenomenal. It was unexpected.
Okay. So you're looking for phenomenal to just good.
No, but I know what you mean. It's like you didn't play that relative. Well.
Yeah.
But points wise, you did better.
Yeah.
But what happened to this new style of play? You're going to go through the midfield.
That's what I'm saying. Because right now, yeah, it's a concept. It's a hypothetical concept. You know how we were saying we don't know what it's actually going to look like? I think they're going to surprise us here, and it's actually going to be more well drilled than I thought it would be. But they're not my surprise at this season, right now.
So if it's going to be more.
If it's going to be more well drilled, then why are you so pessimistic? No, I'm not. I still have us in the top 3, man. I still have us in the top 3, and I think we're going to be good. Yeah,
I'll leave it at that. For our United fans that are listening, please help us analyze United season coming up ahead.
For the rest of the United fans, listen, we're in this together. That's what I'll say.
You come for me if you don't come fifth, innit?
What's your problem? I'm just going to leave you alone. I was going to say something crazy, but I like that Arsenal side. I'm going to touch wood. Guys, we've got our predictions locked in. So no one can run from them. I've got them noted down. So if anyone tries to lie in a couple of months' time, I'll just be bringing this iPad up. Thank you, first of all, once again.
Yes, but then I feel like you covered everything. So you can't come back now and say, oh, I never said that about United because you've given
Okay. This is my final stance on United, yeah? We're going to be in the top three. We're going to finish third. We're going to have a good season.
Okay, that's the lock.
That's definitive.
Thank you.
All right, then. Cool.
You can end it now.
Thank you so much for joining in on our WSL preview. We've had a fantastic time. Obviously, I've not seen some of these lot in ages, so it feels like once again, we're just like bicker. But it's been great. We've got our predictions locked in, as I said, so no one can run, including me. All the predictions are down. And also, we've spoken about a lot of signings that have happened. So we're excited to see what they actually look like. We're going to be touching base on some of those signings as the season goes on and as we do episodes. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. As always, make sure to follow on the X app at Gold Diggers UK and on Instagram at GoldDiggersUK_. Thank you very much. This has been Marva.
At Marva MSK.
It's been Tua.
At Tua_Lestrange.
And it's been Lauren.
At Lauren Coys.
And I've been Moya at Moya's Laboratory. Thanks for tuning in. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.